Have you ever ignored the check engine light for a really long time?
Have you ever forgotten the change of clothes for your kids on a long car ride?
Have you ever sent your husband to the store and he panicked to come home with all the wrong stuff?
Someone ever given your twin boys one toy to share?
Have you and your husband ever assumed the other one paid that bill?
Well, we've had these things happen to us, and around here we call them PFDs, or
potential for disaster.
I'm Julie.
And I'm Heidi. And we are trying to avoid PFDs, but when we can't, we can at least laugh about them. Join us each week as we share our near misses,
total failures,
and good times.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Heidi.
How are you?
It just seems like yesterday that we did this.
It does. It does. That's strange. Episode 5.
Yes. I can't believe it. We're churning them out.
It's like a factory over here in the conference room.
I look forward to it.
Me too. And it's therapy.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And we've got a lot of followers. And we hope the word will continue to spread.
Yep. Tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Yeah. Well, somebody said, I think they Facebooked me and said something like, it feels like they were listening in on like two friends talking,
right,
like
eavesdropping.
Almost a little intimate. And I was like, that's interesting, because I was like, yeah, I don't want it to feel like people can't be part of it. That's the whole point, in a way. But
right, we're putting it out there.
Yeah.
But isn't that what we kind of want? Like,
yeah,
we all kind of want to eavesdrop on, on whatever we can.
Yes.
So.
True.
So, yeah, happy eavesdropping. Mm. There's a PFD going on at my house right now.
Does that have anything to do with the picture on the site?
Yeah, so I posted a picture of my husband underneath my kitchen sink.
Already a bad. What? Keith made a really funny comment.
He was like, the real PFD here is him turning over and us seeing his crack.
Yeah. Never mind the mess. Yeah. So what? Why?
Our faucet is leaking pretty heavily. Like when you turn it on, mm-hmm. water pretty much pours. And I had said a couple weeks ago.
Wait, water is supposed to come out.
It pours out into the sink, and it also pours out into the cabinet under
below
the sink.
So it's a connection issue or some crack hole.
It's apparently something broken within the actual faucet, which is what my husband says it is, and I have to believe him.
So it's not the pipe underneath. It's
not
a fitting.
No, yeah,
just making stuff up.
Something on the inside of the faucet
How did he deduce that?
Well, this gets us to the PFD. Yeah, I don't know how he came up with it. I originally thought, because I had been noticing water by the sink quite often, but in line with things I can't believe I'm sharing with everyone, my old dog is now incontinent.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. So it's just been the last, couple weeks, and it took me a little bit to figure out what was going on, because she'd be like wet, and I was like, what?
Like, it's not the kids.
Yeah.
Could be Norman, but.
Right. So I finally figured out what was going on, and she always lays next to me when I do dishes. She is always right there. So I kind of just thought the water was her. So I'm always cleaning it. And she has a vet appointment to go get a, apparently there's pills they can take for this, whatever. So that's what I thought it was. But tonight I realized it was the leaky faucet. Mm. So Norman took it all apart. And the PFD really is that I had to come here. So and I wanted to come here. He went to the store alone to buy me a new faucet.
Wait, there's a couple of PFDs. One, he's not a plumber.
No, right. He's a handyman, but right, he is not a plumber.
Right. So, but like, yeah, so he knows the ways around, but
yeah,
I know he can put in a toilet and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can handle this. He works, he's a gas man, so he works a lot with pipe, but my fear is more for the aesthetic quality of the faucet that may come home.
Why didn't you go with him?
Well, I was putting Max to bed, and we were already two books in. He was laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go get a new faucet because we have nothing.
Right.
So Norman was leaving. It's Sunday night. Stores were closing. I was like, I am not taking this kid out of bed on a school night. He's been up all day. He had a birthday party. He was tired. like, you're going to just, I was like, okay, go alone. And I was coming here, so, like, it just wouldn't have worked. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous because...
You're so hesitant. You're like...
Yeah. He knows my taste, mm-hmm. and we both kind of pick something a little more funky.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the cheapest man on earth.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, without me there as guidance, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what's going to win over.
Right.
And yeah, I may have that, like, you know, that first apartment you had, that yep. faucet where yep. it's just really chintzy and yeah. kind of squeaks when you put it on and yeah. off.
And you have a nice, you had a nice one. It's tall and it curves over.
Right. And the head comes yeah. out and it's the sprayer.
So you would think he would look for something comparable.
Listen,
I don't know. Logical.
So that's, yeah, I'm over here a little bit nervous. When I get home, this project will probably be near completion, and it could be some of anything.
But, you know, then you have an excuse to not cook, not clean, if it doesn't come back to something you're liking, you know? I don't know. I'm just trying to help in case it sucks.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
You know, you're going to have to keep us updated.
I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture.
I'd like to see the
end result.
I'll
post it on the website.
And that's pfdpodcast.com. Actually, what we've done on the site is started a little new feature called PFD in Progress. So basically, if you happen to capture a picture of
a PFD in progress.
Yeah. We'd love to be able to post it. We can keep it anonymous if you'd like. Yeah, so we have lots of plans for that. But check it out. We'll be doing it pretty regularly because pretty much every day there's a BFD, if not a lot of them. But anyway, so I'm finally getting over this cold, although I still feel very nasally.
Yeah, you still sound a little nasally.
I just can't shake it.
Yeah.
And it's the first cold I had in a really long time, which is surprising because of all the traveling, but... My mother, I talked to her not that long ago, and she says to me, oh, you're sick. Oh, you better take care of yourself, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, it's nice, whatever. But she starts bringing up, like, years ago, I used to get really, really sick, like, every couple of weeks because I was so stressed out at work. I was working a lot, even when I had kids, too, but even before that, a lot. Like, I would just, you know, burn the candle on both ends, do too many things, have too many commitments, like most people. But, you know, I was just sick a lot. So she'd always get so worried that, like, stress is going to kill me and blah, blah, blah. And not that she's not one to talk. But so she gave me, like, the same speech recently. And I was like, really? You must not be paying attention because this is the first time I've gotten sick in quite a while. And it's a cold. I mean, I was out. It definitely, you know, knocked me out the first 2 days. I felt really horrible. And then when you're away and you're sick, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Waking up in a hotel room and you're like... Yeah. I just want to go home in my own bed because the thought of just sitting in a hotel room to try to nurse it and feel better was not appealing.
No.
And then going to an office I don't want to be there. And it just.
Yeah. No, when you're sick, you want home.
Yeah. So that was exciting. But I feel a lot better.
That's good. Yeah. It's also allergy season has like hit pretty hard. I don't know if you have allergies, but if you do, I'm sure whatever cold you got. Mm-hmm. is worse because of all the crap in the air right now.
I haven't had allergies.
You don't have allergies?
No.
Good for you.
I had them when I was in the city. When I lived in Manhattan for a couple of years. I actually went to like see an allergist because I was like every spring or whatever it was. I don't remember the time frame, but I would get really bad sinus and all that. And I would be like, why all of a sudden? And like, I never had this in college or as a kid. Hay fever runs in my family, but that was the extent of it. Nobody else had any sinus issues. And the allergist said that I had a mild, like, dust and mold, you know, whatever risk. No allergy, whatever. And so he was just like, you know, you just clean your house and, like, there's not much you can do. Take some Claritin D or Zyrtec, whatever it is. Take over the counter, you'll be fine. And then I moved to the city and went away.
You went away. Well, in the city, you're usually in an apartment building.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and so even if your own apartment is, you know, cat-free, roach-free, yeah. whatever. Yeah. I mean, you can't get away no. from dirt, mold, dust, bugs.
No. But so, no, luckily I haven't had it, but you do, and your kids do. Oh, no. Yeah. Just Max or?
Jack, too. Jack, not so bad. Max, all the time. Yeah, we all have allergies, and yeah, it's annoying. I've tried all the hippie roots of, like, eating local honey. And
right. The neti pot up, you know?
Oh, I love a neti pot. I love the neti pot.
But does it really last long, though? Like, or is
the
it
neti
just,
pot?
Yeah, like, once you do it?
Well, you do it with, like, a saline solution.
Oh, okay.
So I think the salt water, I think it kind of creates an environment that's not so happy for crap to grow in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bacteria to give you the sinus infection.
Mm.
But I really like it. I like the neti pot. It clears it all out.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I saw it once on Dr. Oz show. He was doing it. And
he loves the neti pot.
Yeah, it looks fascinating. I just...
You've never tried the neti pot?
No.
Well, if you don't have allergies, I can't imagine you'd really need to. But for people who have chronic sinus stuff going on, it's good times.
Mm. Mm. I can't believe there's no... as much as they know about that stuff, there isn't something that... cure seems too strong of a word, but something to alleviate. The fact that you have to deal with this year after year, I don't know.
I know. Well, this is... last year actually was the first year that I kind of broke down and agreed to take something, because I generally don't like to take anything that you take long-term.
Mm-hmm.
So I took, like, a Zyrtec every single night religiously.
Mm-hmm.
It made a big difference. So I'm doing it again this year.
I like that product. I took it because I break out in hives every couple of years.
Right. Oh, I remember the first time you had hives here.
Yes. And who brought me to the hospital?
I think Keith brought you to the hospital, but I came over to stay with the kids because it was like way late at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, Norman took Keith, I think, to the hospital. No, maybe he joined me. I don't remember.
Yeah, we've had a couple of late night emergency room incidents over here with you guys.
Yeah. Well, we apparently like going to the ER wherever we are, whether it's in
on
the
vacation,
Vermont. Everyone gets a turn in our family.
Vacations for you are a PFD.
Yes, always. And we go into it trying to prepare for that, especially because of our track record. And doesn't matter. They still happen. Sometimes to lesser degrees, but yeah, they're still PFDs.
Same.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think I've taken parenting to a whole new lazy.
What did you know?
All right. Well, it started out as good advice. Mm-hmm. I started out when both kids were little, I really liked that book, How to Talk So Your Kids Will Listen and Listen So Your Kids Talk. I thought there was some really good advice in there. And so I recently reread it, but the teenage one, How to Talk So Your Teenager Will Listen. And and again, really good ways, advice to deal with them. And so one of the things I've been doing is, things like when Jack's supposed to walk the dogs. He never walks the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go into the living room where he was sitting watching TV and be like, the whole lecture, right? Mm-hmm. Jack, you got to walk the dogs. It's your responsibility, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And he'd roll his eyes and be like, I know. And I'd be like, if you know, you would have done it. And
right.
Nightmare.
Right.
So the advice of the book was, cut that out. Your kid knows your lecture by now. He's been listening to it for 14 years. Shut up. He gets it. Right. He doesn't care. And he's going to try to get away with not walking the dogs if you don't notice. Because he's 14.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk into the room and say, dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to say. And he knows everything that goes with that.
True.
So I started doing that. Totally works. Right? I say dogs. He rolls his eyes. He does it. And we move on.
Right.
Now I just text the word dog from like wherever I am. Like if I'm up in my room.
In your bed.
And I notice that the dogs haven't gone out. I just text Jack on his phone.
Wow.
Dogs.
So 2010.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. I now don't even interact with the kid. I can't even see the eye roll.
But you are interacting with the technology and the way that he's willing to receive information.
That's true. That's how he talks to all his friends.
Right. You're adapting to his environment. Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
and so comfortable
and lazy.
I may never have to talk to him again.
Eat. Dogs.
Right. Homework.
Sleep. Yeah.
Shower.
You could have them like preset in your phone too, so you don't have to type them.
Right.
Just send. Select send. Yeah,
it's a phenomenal. Whole new level of lazy.
Well, you know what you realize too with that kind of advice? Because I had that the first book as well, and I read it and stuff, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. But yeah. I realized you just have to revert back to the way you spoke to them when they were like 2 or 3.
Well, that's what it is. It was funny when I was reading the book recently, the teenage version. A lot of it is like the exact same thing. It's just now with like bigger issues. Mm-hmm. Like it used to be like you have to share your blocks. Now it's like, you know, you have to.
Condom.
Exactly. But it's still the same.
Yeah, I get it. It's just along the continuum, the spectrum.
Right, and it's the same talking of like, mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But you still have to be right. Home by 11.
Right. fascinating. It really doesn't change.
It doesn't change. Mm. It doesn't change much. But
I feel bad for all the people who keep writing books about parenting. We're here to tell you it really is not that much different, no matter what age they are. A lot of the same rules and techniques apply.
It does. Mm. It does.
Yeah. Well, so I think I mentioned to you the other day about my mom, and love her to death. I always will. But, you know, I call her when I'm driving and traveling or whatever, just to catch up. We don't live near each other anymore. And we've always had an interesting relationship. You know, we're not close by any means, but you know, whatever, you know, we're mother daughter. I don't know. I don't know how else to describe it. It just is what it is.
Yeah. I think the mother daughter relationship is one that it usually has some bumps in the road. So I think everyone will understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it's a difficult relationship.
Yeah.
You know, in any degree, whether you're very close or very distant, there's a dynamic always.
Mm-hmm. And it's just funny because I think I've definitely matured. I was definitely an angry teenager and definitely like took a lot out on her. For whatever reasons, but you know, I've mellowed since then and I've let a lot of that stuff go, but she still knows how to push my buttons. love her to death, but and I probably push hers too pretty well, you know, it's kind of an automatic response. But I was driving home and I was just catching her up on life, you know, haven't talked to her in a couple of days, asked her how her holiday went recently, Easter, and you know, she told me she stayed home. And I was like, you know, for a second, I was like, oh, that's too bad. But I don't really overly celebrate a lot of things anymore. But, you know, but she's, I hate to say it, the big R, she's very religious. So it was, you know, Easter's a big deal to her and that's great. But she had nothing to do with it. And she just, without saying it, just kind of made it known that it bothered her that she had no place to go. That like my brother and his wife had their own things going on. They were both sick and they went to her mother's and just a whole bunch of other stuff happening. And I don't know, she doesn't have a car right now, so she didn't drive anywhere, but she just was like, oh, I didn't get any invites, blah, 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 whatever. And I, you know, I hate hearing that because I'm like, well, you could have come up. I did invite you. You're always welcome up here, you know, right. But whatever. It's always a big deal about how to get here and whatever. But then she starts talking about, like, what did I do? And then we start talking about, you know, I was like, I didn't make a big deal, whatever. Dinner, Heidi and her family, it was nice and pleasant, and Easter egg hunt. And, you know, she's asking me about the kids and work and Keith and all this great stuff. And then she says, you know, Julie, that sounds all great. You know, it sounds like things are going really well. I'm glad, you know, the kids are good. But there's one thing missing in your life.
Oh, no.
And I just, you know, I'm driving and I'm just, my hands on the wheel are getting tighter because I know what's coming because I've heard it before. And she says, God. And I was like, Mom, what do you mean? you know, like, no, you're wrong, you know. No, Julie, you know, we got into this whole argument discussion about, because it wasn't discussion, it was an argument after that point. You know, right. The minute she said it, I got in the defensive. She was all about attacking and, you know, pretty much telling me that my children are damned because I'm not, you know, doing the right thing by them.
Okay.
Which is being raised the way, you know, she raised us. We went to church religiously, literally. And she's never really come around to my understanding of religion and where I'm currently at today. And, you know, we don't have to talk about that in general, but just, it's just one of those things that it was frustrating to hear, because then she was like disowning me and the kids and not being their grandmother, and had a lot of, I think, very emotional reaction to the whole thing. And I was just like, it's not good enough that I tell her what my beliefs are. You know, she wants me to carry it out, you know, like she does, you know,
right.
Go to the church, do this, do that, whatever. And if I don't, that's it, you know. And I try to tell her that, like, you know, she's gotta, I think, be a little bit more respectful of the fact that this is the way I'm doing things is not wrong or whatever. I'm not supposed to be judging.
Jesus doesn't like judging.
No, and I try to tell her that once too, and she didn't
doesn't
like that.
Work.
No, but it's fascinating, because I just was like, you know, I don't sit here and tell you how to operate and how you should do whatever, you know, do your thing. And nor do I think you should do that to me and my children.
Right.
I don't know. It was just the one thing missing.
The one thing missing. I know it really is a hot topic in so many families, I'm assuming. I mean, in my family, your family, it's... And it's true. It's frustrating, because for those of us who are kind of accepting of what anyone believes, that's what we are. Like, I would never fight with anyone about what they believe. It's what you believe. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
But people who believe so strongly in something,
they can't
have that same level of respect. And, you know, I mean, I guess it's because they believe in it so strongly.
Right.
And they feel like they are doing the right thing by trying to get you to see the light. But really, it's just frustrating.
Well, and I mean, you know, if I think about anything about my upbringing, I mean, we went to church a lot. I was very, very involved. And then when we all became teenagers, my two brothers and I, we all decided, for various reasons, but pretty similar reasons at the same time, like, you know what, enough's enough. Like, we want to have a little bit more choice over what we believe or how often we go or don't go. And, you know, no more being, I hate to say it, but forced to go, because that's what it felt like. After a while, you're like, all right, we'll get up and go. And it's not that I didn't enjoy it and get stuff out of it and whatever, but I think at the same time, you know, you as you grow up and you get older, you do come to your own conclusions about things. And I just think she just forgets that I haven't forgotten where it came from and what I learned and what I believe. She just thinks because I don't, again, do certain things the way she would.
Right.
That means I've left it all and I've whatever. And I get frustrated, because you're right. You know, like, she definitely doesn't want to. She believes so much in it. And she wants to really make sure that I'm in the same place that she is. And I don't know. Part of me feels just like this is exactly why I walked away from it years ago as a kid.
Yeah.
Because the pressure of, like, you got to believe this, you got to do that. And it was like, chill. Like, I'm, you know, 14. Let me figure. I don't need to see movies about the end of the world. Like, all right. Like, slow down. Like, let me process and understand and, you know, figure things out for myself. And when I had questions, they didn't always have answers. And that was frustrating. And I understand that they're not always going to, but she just never appreciated that. It was this blind faith. And I'm like, I don't think I have blind faith in anything. I mean, you know, so more power to you.
Yeah, you're a questioner.
Yeah. I mean, more power to you. And I give her a lot of credit, and I give anyone credit. I mean, again, no disrespect. That's great. You believe what you believe. But to your point, what you said earlier, like, we're both open-minded enough that I don't care what you, it's great.
Right.
But just do me one thing, and that is I wouldn't force my belief on anyone else.
Yeah.
Please just respect that for me and my family.
Yeah. I know it. People seem to have a problem with it. It's funny. Some of my mother's friends who knew me when I was, you know, young, growing up, great people, always very nice to me. They see me now and they've said to me things like, oh, you'll come back. Mm. And, you know, for years I was just like, okay. Like, I didn't really think, I was like, okay, whatever. As I get older, I'm like, wow, that's kind of insulting.
Yeah.
Like, right. Here I am, like, in a great marriage, mm-hmm. happy, two kids.
Well, for right now, anyway. For,
at the moment, until he back brings home. Back the yeah. the faucet.
1970 faucet.
You know, like, I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm. More than
like,
okay.
It's kind of insulting that my whole life for you, your judgment of me is hinging on, like,
yes.
I just need to come back.
Yes.
It's insulting. And then, yeah. And then I kind of thought, what if I responded with, like, well, I know you'll come to my side soon. Like, I would never do yeah. that, you know? It's it's hard. And they don't, you know, again, I know that it's coming. They really believe it's coming from a good place. So it's mm-hmm. not an anger thing for me.
No, me either.
But it's just, like, I wish they could see how insulting that is. That yeah. I've kind of built this whole fine life, and right. I'm happy, and I'm an adult, and I've chosen to live a certain way, and yes. they just can't mm-hmm. really see that.
Yeah.
And like, it's never going to be good enough because no. I don't do this one thing.
Yes. Oh, that's just a whole recurring theme in my relationship with her. Anyway. But, you know, but again, to each his own, and I'm accepting, and I'm glad she has that. You know, if that's what she needs and wants and believes, that's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
I feel the same way. I mean, I think people who have a religion or I think
whatever
I think it would be very comforting. You know, I think it's a good thing. It just isn't for me.
I just laugh though when she's like, "The one thing you're missing." I'm like, "Really? I'm missing a lot." That's it. That's the only. Well, geez, there you go.
Right.
I didn't know it would be so easy.
So easy. All your answers right there.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? It's a tough, you know. It's a tough subject.
I think it's all those, to me, this is up there with all those other questions about, you know, if you, you know, as parents, if you partake in, if you, you know, you drink alcohol on occasion or you smoke cigarettes or whatever the case may be, whatever behaviors and vices you have, and then you raise your children, you're like, people ask you, are you going to let your kids smoke? Are you going to let your kids drink? Are you going to let, you know, how are you going to manage that? And to me, the whole religion thing is almost in the same box, if you will, of just like, how are you going to raise your children, and are you going to, you know, Catholic school, this school, whatever kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't, you know, sometimes it's like you don't know until you cross that bridge. And if my kids want it, need it, ask for it, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be proactive and sometimes I'll be reactive, regardless of whatever the situation or topic is, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, well,
serious topic.
Well, I'm sorry you had a fight with your mom. That's
fun. No, I know it's not. And I love her. She'll call me and I'll call her eventually. Yeah. It'll be fun.
That's the other dynamic with mother daughters. We always, you know,
yeah,
you have a falling out. You get over it eventually.
Yes. She'll still be the kid's grandmother. Yeah. You're listening, Mom. I love you. I do. Seriously.
Of course. And she's not done with cooking lessons with me.
Oh, right.
There's a few more Spanish food lessons that I need. So she,
yeah.
She can't go anywhere anytime soon because there's some things I need to make.
There's no more religious holidays coming up for a while, right?
No. So she should be over this and we should be good like midsummer.
I'm in the clear for a while.
Yeah.
Just letting it over this one. Okay. Okay. Anyway. It's horrible. Anyway, so I know you saw this. So there's, you know, what April is like come to be the environmental month.
Yeah, there's Earth Day. And
yes. Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Arbor Day, I think. No, I don't know when that is. But I was actually going to put this on the site, too. So I want to do the Great American Cleanup, participate in that. And I have mm-hmm. I think it's April 18th, I said. We're going to go clean up that little park by us.
Yeah.
Since we go there a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. We go there all the time.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get other people to join and volunteer. I think it'd be good for the kids. Try to give them something. I don't know. Part of me was just thinking about like how much I used to do in college around this stuff. And I'm like, I haven't done it in like anything related to besides recycling at home, which I enjoy doing. Keith is probably like, seriously, everything gets recycled.
I do too.
Yeah. But you know, there's, I get a certain pleasure out of that, and I'm like, okay,
I do. And I feel guilty if I don't. Like, even when I'm in a hurry, and it would be so much easier to just throw it out. I've taken things out of the garbage and been like, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is a certain level of guilt because you're just like, yeah, that could be used for something else. And I love, I'm a big fan of Tree Hugger website. I just love all the things they do with plastic now and, you know, rubber and everything, you know, just like everything can be pretty much recycled. There's very few things that can't, like diapers.
Yeah.
They don't biodegrade. But there's a lot of biodegradable stuff these days. So anyway, it's just hopefully a good thing, and hopefully they'll get something out of it.
Yeah, I RSVP'd to your cleanup thing.
Cool.
I think it'll be fun to go down there and clean up. I don't know how much. There's definitely some garbage down there that we could pick up.
Be easy.
Yeah. Is that why you picked it? It's relatively clean.
Yes.
But I know that in years past, I've seen other groups have picked it as a place to clean, and they've done like a project to boot, like rub peanut butter on a pine cone and roll it in bird seed and hang it from trees kind of stuff.
Okay, you could be in charge of that.
I'll be in charge of that. But just, you know, fun for the kids, like outdoor activity, because they may tire of picking up garbage after a little while.
Yes, I put it, so tomorrow night or whatever, one time this week, we're going to pick up the supplies and the t-shirts. And then I ordered, I didn't get a ton of, actually, I don't think I got any t-shirts, but I got the grabbing tool.
Oh, good.
I was like, I don't want to touch this stuff. No. So I bought a bunch of those. I got to pick those up tomorrow and then, or whenever. And then bags and all that. But yeah, I was trying to think about that too, like how to make it. Maybe we'll have a picnic.
Yeah.
They have the tables there. You know, I don't know how long it'll take.
Yeah, because there's a few families in the couple blocks doing it. And I think it'll be fun. Yeah. I think it's good for the kids to kind of grow up thinking about, you know, putting themselves in that position of like, we have to take care of our environment.
Right.
And
right.
And that's why part of it.
That's why I wanted to pick someplace close that we actually go to. Cause
absolutely.
Otherwise, if it was a random street, they'd be like, why do I care about this? But this is, you know.
Yeah, they see it all the time.
Yeah, they go there a lot.
Yeah, and since we're there a lot, once we do it once, I bet now, because I've picked up things when I've been down there. I've told the kids to do it, but I bet, you know, they'll kind of police the park. Like, it's their neighborhood little park, and they may just take over cleaning it up.
Yeah, forever. Well, since my kids are going to live here forever, yeah, they'll probably take that on as their job.
Yeah, mine too. Max yells at us when we talk about, like, him one day moving out.
Oh, I know. Mine, too.
Yeah. Max gets really mad if I say, like, well, babe, one day when you have your own house, he's like, I'm not leaving.
I actually was saying that to Norman the other day when we were at your house, and he's like, well, they can live here. I'll be gone. I was like,
My husband is adamant that, like, we're going to get these kids through college. And then he's like, we are out. He's like, we're buying like an RV and we're leaving, and they could have the house and the stuff.
Yeah. 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 Well, that just tells me maybe I shouldn't upgrade the living room furniture.
Yeah. Ever.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till I get my own place.
I don't know. I kind of like having a home. I don't know if I'm really going to let him get away with that.
No. Build a wing for them or something. Anyway,
I've taken fashion advice from your children and mine.
Fashion advice?
Yeah, I've broke out my old Converse.
Oh,
I love them.
Yeah,
it makes me feel younger wearing them. There's a little skip in my step now that I'm wearing Converse.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous of my kids' Converse too.
Yeah,
I need to get a pair.
They're comfy. They're fun to wear, and it's like a hint of hip. Like today, I went to pick up Max at like a birthday party, and I had like a lot of kids errands to do, and my older son was in the school play and I had to go pick him up. I just felt a little cooler wearing like my mom jeans and my t-shirt. I don't really wear mom jeans, not those jeans, but like just, you know, the mom jeans outfit of like jeans and a t-shirt with Converse. Little cooler.
You know, what did my friend Allie used to wear, or still does, the, what are the black boots?
The Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Aw, nice. Yeah.
She still wears them. And I'm like, yo, you go.
Yeah.
They're similar to the Converse. So are yours original from like?
I have two pairs. I have one. Well, what is the original has just that circle with the blue star.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the pair I'm wearing now that are black that just have like a white star. So I guess they're
right.
Not. And then I have an orange pair because orange is my favorite color.
You'll have to take a picture and put them on the site.
I will. They're good times. The black pair I have on now is actually Jack's old pair.
Really?
When his foot was officially got bigger than mine, I stole all his Converse. And one didn't work, but the other one fit.
Throwing it out. The phone.
Why
the phone
is ringing.
People calling during our podcast? I don't know if anyone could hear that, but that's a lesson to me to remove the phone.
Yeah.
I want a pair of Converse. You know, we just bought cleats for the kids.
Yeah.
For T-ball.
T-ball, which started this last weekend for me and this week for you.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Your pictures were hysterical.
Oh.
He looked so happy.
So happy. So, like, it was just so cute. And so the poor coach, Max, was up and the coach was, like, trying to help him. And he, like, accidentally hit the coach with the bat. Like, he just... They're just all a wreck. It's like herding cats. It's like at one point the coach was like, everyone move to the position to your left. And like kids wound up in the parking lot. Like,
he should have identified their left first.
Yeah. They had no idea. It was so cute. And we have a good team. Like all the parents kind of stayed and helped. And it just felt like.
That's great.
A really good thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the first meeting, but hopefully I'll be at the other practices and stuff. And I'm excited to see them play.
Yeah.
We played a little bit in your yard today, which they're just so cute when they hit it. And, you know, you give them instruction and then they're really focused and they do it. And they're just so proud of themselves.
Yeah.
Your heart just...
I know, it's great.
It's one of the best things about, I think, being a parent, you know, when you see them excited over something they did.
Yes. And showing effort. I know. And I'm such a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This was a big week for us because my little guy started T-ball. Mm-hmm. So I was all like weepy over that, you know, like, oh, so cute. He tries. Although he won't run to the bases. He just won't. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. And
he's going to be the pinch hitter or whatever they call it.
Yeah. So he'll skip. He skips, like, you know.
Meow, meow, kitty skips.
Yeah, from base to base. And you could see, like, while the fathers didn't know what to do, they were like, run. Just run, man, run. He was like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, good luck getting that one to do what you want. Because
meanwhile, he's already out. Yeah. The game was over.
Totally.
Next kid is up to bat.
Yeah. But it was nonetheless very cute. And then my older guy did the crew for the school play.
The two-man crew?
Two-man crew. I think it was like a seven-man crew. Mm. But that too, like, they at the end of the play, the crew came out. You know, they do all the bows and stuff. Right. And they introduce, you know, and our crew. And the crew came out. I cried. Like, there's just something about seeing your kid accomplish something.
Yes.
That just... Or maybe it's just for me with my kids. I don't know. But
No, not at all. No. Because he was, you said you were dropping him off and he was doing it every day.
It was a lot of work. Yeah it was
a big
lot
commitment.
Of work. Yeah, it's a big commitment. And they worked really hard. And there's something about like seeing that all come together and the pride in their little face. And you just, you know, like they all really worked. And the auditorium, that show sold out all three performances. I was like, we live in an area where people really support these kids. Mm-hmm. And you feel it. Like, you feel the energy in the audience and everyone clapping for everyone and everyone,
that's
you know,
great.
It's really, it was nice.
That.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's really nice. I like school events. I've always liked school events. I think when, like, the kids drag us all the time to things that I don't even know what they are. We just kind of show up like, Mom, we got to do this. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have an idea, but I really don't know what always to expect because in elementary school, some of the stuff is just different. I don't remember things we did back in elementary school all the time, except for just concerts and stuff. But this is different. I feel like there's always a different activity.
We always have a barbecue or an international night or a something or other.
Reading thing. Keith said, I didn't go because I was sick, and Keith went with the kids, and he took some video of the kids at this event recently. And they were just enraptured by the person speaking and just so... I don't know. It was beautiful, actually, because they just came home and had, like, Mommy, you missed this. And let me tell you about this. And it was, like, verbatim, everything that happened, everything they said, the reaction from the person. Sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet. Yeah. I love when they get excited about stuff like that.
Yeah. What are you doing for camp?
So, I just got back confirmation that we're doing the playground thing.
Okay. Oh, you already registered?
Yes.
Oh.
The spray park one?
Oh, you're doing PASCA.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to do that one. It fills up really fast. I'm sure it's full already. I decided to go to just our little local one that's right here.
Yeah. I was going to do that, and I wrote that down. I missed the first deadline, okay. I think, or when they said to, it had like an asterisk, and it said do it early. So I did it a couple of days later, and I mailed it in, and I wrote on the paper, that was my first option, and then my second option is the one that's closer. And I just got confirmation that I got the first one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You should call if you really want that one. But it's the half day, 9 to 12.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too, which works this year because I'm home.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's not a lot of options. That's what we're doing. I'm doing the morning playground because it's so darn cheap. It's like $150 for like 6 or 7 weeks.
And it's totally fine for them at this age. Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. And then he actually has a friend whose mom works, and she was going to send her son to camp. But, you know, the problem you run into is camps around here, there's no middle ground. Mm-mm. There is the town camp, mm-hmm. Which is reasonably priced. It's like $1,000 for the summer, which really you couldn't do daycare. I mean, if you have to get your kids somewhere because you work, the town camp is great. The only problem is if you have a kid that is in any way, you know, difficult or has trouble or has any normal kid situation where sometimes they don't get along with other kids or sometimes they, you know, freak out about something, whatever.
Yep.
The counselors there, they're great. They like kids.
Not equipped.
Yeah, they're high school kids. And it, you know, it's not always ideal for every kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camps that do have these wonderful counselors who are well-trained and a lot of activities going on, a lot of stuff, are $6,000. They're $6,000 for the summer. And if you have more than one kid,
it's a mortgage.
There's no way. So anyway, we're going to take her son. Both boys will go to camp in the morning. I'll pick them both up, and then they can come to my house and play for a little while, which helps me out because then
he has
someone every day guaranteed. And
right. Yeah.
That's fine. But that's what we're doing because I just can't. I would love to send them to some great camp. It's upsetting that there isn't, like a middle ground, something that's.
I agree. I would do. I even looked into half days at some of these places, and there's still. I mean, because I would have to do two, and
yeah.
I mean, you have two too, but different ages. But it's an exorbitant amount of money. And I went to camp, church camp, but I went to camp, and I love the experience. So I want them to have that one day. I just don't know what day one. That will be, but well, the thing that also gets me, I mean, I'm so grateful for the town to have the camp, but it ends in early August.
Yep.
So then you've got those 3 weeks or four before school starts again, and I found last year not good. We thought, you know, okay, it was before they were in school, so we were still doing daycare, but we stopped it because we were like, oh, summer off, we'll find some other things to do. Mm-hmm. And so we ended it a little early, and we had pretty much the whole month of August home. Never again. So now I'm trying, you know, they have some other programs. They're like week long, half day. I'm trying to find some like reading and other school related stuff to kind of put it closer to school starting. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of tough because the schedules are not a lot of options.
Yeah.
So I'm now looking at the local Y. I'm like, just something to do for a few hours each day.
Right.
Maybe a little academic and just to get them out of the house. It doesn't have to be for the every week, every day, but just something.
Something. Because when they're home for like a whole month, you just never get a break.
No.
Even if they're, you know, it just gets hard.
And I think
hard. They
need something else.
Absolutely.
I mean, as much as there's stuff to do, we have a pool that's great, which we're going to take advantage of that, you know, after the kids come back from camp at lunchtime.
Absolutely. camp.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Beaver Creek Camp. But that's the other thing. We have the creek in the back.
Which I love. There's a little creek behind Julie's house. It's like a very slow running little creek with like rocks. And the kids were out there for like a couple hours just looking through and finding so who knows what.
Right. Make pretending they finding Loch Ness monsters.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
I see the whole summer doing that. Like, you know, but they'll get a couple of hours with other children and then they'll come home. Yeah. You guys, Max and everybody, they're totally welcome. I think I think you're right. Like a few kids together, it actually isn't that bad.
Yeah. It's almost easier. That's why I was really happy to kind of that this worked out with this other mom. Like it's helping her out. It's, you know, saving her money and her kid gets to be somewhere. But it helps me out just as much. Like she was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
It's fine. Because otherwise I pick Max up from that camp at 12, 15.
Right.
And he's like, what are we doing now?
Yeah.
And it's like, who can we have over? What can we do? Where can we go? Can I go back? This way he has someone. Like, this is what we're doing now. We're hanging out.
Right. Right. And you feed them ice pops all day and they're pretty happy.
They really are. Yeah. They're really. That spray park.
Yes.
That's near us. So it's for the camp in the morning, but in the afternoon, it's free to residents of our area. So
I'll just keep them there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the only reason I picked it because I'm like, my kids love
it's
water.
It's really nice. You know what the other benefit of that one is and why it fills up is because that building is air conditioned.
Oh.
So like
the one up here isn't the other location?
No. It's,
Oh.
So, on a really hot, steamy, rainy day when they can't be outside, they have to be inside and it's air conditioned. And when you pick them up from the other building, which is where my kids will probably go, they are like wilted and like, you know, it's like steamy. They're like in a cafeteria and it's like steamy and awful. And I mean, they're kids.
Yeah.
I never had air conditioning anywhere when I was a kid. So
me either.
It's fine, but it's definitely a much nicer facility. Yeah. It's a little farther away, but it's.
That was my only like, we had the kid's birthday party there. So it was, you know, I liked it and I remember the spray park. So I thought that was cool. But it's a little annoying that it's a little far. But, you know, again, you can't beat it.
No.
For what it is.
No, the price is right. I'm really glad that our town does that.
I was literally stalking the website waiting for the thing to come out.
Me too.
And then it came and I was like flustered. And that's why I thought I was not going to get in at all.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely a couple days past the initial deadline. But. I got the confirmation, so.
Yeah, I haven't even sent it in yet, so I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to go to the crappy place.
No.
The crappy close place.
Not. No,
they'll have fun. Yeah. I mean, they'll run around.
It's a couple of hours.
Yeah. And it's early enough in the morning that it's not so hot yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most of this stuff in August that I was looking at is done at the other location. So, just other little camps. So, like robot camp or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the mad science stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack took a couple of those.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for a week, you know, I was actually thinking of like doing every other week and having one go and one stay home and just kind of changing it up a little bit. Yeah. Just so they can get a break from each other.
Right.
And not always do the same class and stuff. So I just have to talk to the husband, see if he's willing. So I don't know. I'm sweating. Aren't you all interested in knowing that? Anyway. So what else is going on? What does your week look like this week?
I wasn't prepared for that question. I don't know because everything ended. Like the school play is done. Mm. And Norman's working standby this week. So I won't see him all week. But I feel like the last few weeks have been like running all the time. I've been back and forth to the junior high like four times every single day. And I feel like this week, I don't know. I'm volunteering at the school for the book fair.
Yeah, me
You're
too.
Doing that. I saw you on the schedule.
Yeah, Thursday night.
I do Wednesday during the day. And then tomorrow I have to wait for a repairman for my refrigerator.
Oh, right. We still have no ice.
Yeah, have refrigerator problems. This block just eats. This is like our second refrigerator in 2 years. And it's, I don't know. It's crazy. Everything in their fridge freezes and I don't know. They're coming back tomorrow to fix it. Mm. I have to say though, Best Buy has delightful customer service.
Really?
Yeah. I've had a few things fixed to them because our original fridge we had gotten somewhere else, and I wasn't really happy with their whole repair policy.
I didn't know that they sold fridges.
They sell fridges. And they don't have a huge selection in the store, but you can go online, and anything you see online, you can just have them deliver.
Oh.
And I've gotten, like, I have a pretty good camera that's always needing something.
Right.
So I've used their customer service and their send-away service and their repairmen quite a few times. Mm. And I have to say, I've always been really happy. Mm. I found everyone really helpful.
Right.
I like them.
That's important. Because if you're dealing with crap like that, you want...
Yeah, like, I want it to be quick, and I want you to be nice. I want you to be on time. I want you to be informative. And they always have been. Like, the guy who was at my house the other day was so nice. Mm. Like, he was just really... And he let me know that he was going on vacation.
Oh.
He was like, so they're going to put you in the system for me to come back when I'm back from vacation, but you shouldn't have to wait that long. So when you get the part, just call and they'll send someone else. And, like stuff
that's
like
nice.
That. Where you're like, wow, like thank you. Like, he didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice. So...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I will be... waiting for whoever comes tomorrow to come.
Yeah. Well, I decided, because I still don't have any ice, and I don't really know why. And that's okay. I mean, I clearly don't need a lot of ice, but I like to have ice.
Oh, we use a lot of ice in my house.
Well, I thought I did, but I don't know.
You're not missing it?
I'm a little bit. Like, today I made iced coffee, and I wanted some ice. And
well, if you didn't have ice and you made iced coffee, you really just had coffee.
I had a couple of cubes that you dropped off the last time you were here. So sad. But it's made me... I don't want to call a repairman. Neither does Keith. We haven't called. We're getting a new fridge.
Yeah. Well, it's your old. Fridge is old, and you're not the original owner, so I don't even know that you could necessarily...
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I've got grandmaster plans, and Keith is like, whoa. Slow down there,
this, okay, so I can foresee that your lack of ice is going to turn into a complete kitchen renovation.
Maybe.
Yeah. We all see where this is going,
well,
Julie.
You know, what's funny about it is that I was in the kitchen saying to him, well, we're going to remove this cabinet above it. We're going to remove the side cabinet to give enough room. And he comes up with some lame thing like, well, can a refrigerator be that close to the oven? Because we have like a cabinet in between the two. And I'm like, I don't know, but whatever. You know, maybe not. Maybe we'll put something in between if we have to. We won't make it butt up against each other. And I said, or we can put it in the location we want to put it in the future. Which, you know, leads down to the road. Yeah.
Well, in your defense, though, your kitchen really, like, it's not like you're just being like, I want a fancy new kitchen.
No.
You could really use a kitchen renovation. I mean, it's, you know, it's time.
Yeah. It's old.
It's a little
old. Yeah. I mean, the appliances are not too bad. The refrigerator is definitely old. But, yeah, it's definitely not.
And you've done so much in the rest of the house that it, you know, like, it's probably time.
I'd like to gut that side of the house. The bathroom, the kitchen, they're all in a row.
Right.
Just start all over. One day.
Oh, one
day. Hopefully, actually, we will start the bathroom. But, yeah, I'm torn sometimes. I'm like, I would love that big island and, you know, better appliances and rearranging it the way I'd like. But I'm not sure that's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Well, that's what it all comes down to.
Yes.
You know.
Well, then you know what I always get afraid of is you start with like I want to get a new fridge. So I'll get the stainless steel fridge. I'll splurge on that. But then I always get worried. Not that stainless steel ever goes out of fashion or whatever that word is. But I always worry like if you get a certain style or model or look or whatever. And then, you know, you wait to do the rest. It doesn't go. But I don't think that's going to be a problem with stainless steel.
Has been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll be safe. Because I really want a new fridge.
Yeah.
I have fridge envy.
My enormous non-working fridge.
No, but you've got two in the bottom. And I just think I hate my fridge. Yeah. I hate bending down. And everything from the freezer falls on me.
Well, I have to say I love the freezer on the bottom.
Yeah.
I really do. Even though, it's definitely a pain in the butt to get stuff out of that freezer. But you go in your freezer like twice a day, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You go in your fridge a billion times. So it's much less inconvenient to have the fridge up top. And I find that stuff doesn't go bad. Because my veggie drawers are like at eye level. So when I open the fridge, I'm like, oh, right, I got to use that eggplant.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're in the bottom draw, I'm like, you know, 3 months later, like, what Rot. Was this? Yeah. Was this an eggplant?
What's all this fuzz? I didn't get any peaches. Oh, that's not peaches. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my problem right now. Yeah. Yeah. I would like that. Yeah. So this week is actually my husband's 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. Done nothing. I had a lot of ideas. Nothing. Nothing. I'm the one who's thrown him. I threw him a 30th birthday. I think I've thrown something else in the 30s at one point, another party for him. I've taken him places. And I had big ideas for this year.
It's a big one, 40. Norman turned 40 last summer.
Yeah.
I made him a nice dinner.
Yeah.
It gets hard with guys. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it gets hard.
I ran out of ideas. It was like painful thinking about gifts, and then I kind of let him in on what I was getting him, and he picked it out. And then he sent me some stuff that I was like, ah, you can get that yourself. So not willing. I was like, really? You got to cover. I don't want to pick out a TV monitor or whatever the hell he wanted.
Yeah.
You can just get it. You know, I'm not going to get you the iPad. You know, it's crazy. But what did he tell me? He wanted, like, I don't know, some clothing item. And I was like, really? Can't you just get that yourself? Like, that's right. So not original. So I feel bad. We did take him out to dinner with the kids. We went and had sushi. And the kids did surprisingly well. I thought for sure they ain't going to like the sushi. But they had obviously other stuff.
Yeah.
And they got a little bento box of noodles. And they tried everything. Ryan loves rock shrimp tempura. Loved
Great.
It. He was like, this is so much better than the calamari, mommy. And he loved the calamari. It was adorable.
Oh,
and
good.
Alex liked it too, but
good.
The noodles, everything. It was cute.
Excellent. Ooh, another restaurant you can frequent.
Yes. And you know, you get worried, like, they're six and they're going to be, you know, they're not really the chicken nuggets and french fries and macaroni and cheese. I mean, they'll eat that stuff. And
yeah,
we've definitely gotten it at restaurants. But you know, you do want to
broaden their horizons.
Yeah.
So well, I think that's a big, I think part of having, you know, raising like foodies, people who like really, you know, are adventurous eaters. I think it's just exposing them to that stuff when they're kids. Like my, you know,
yeah.
I put whatever Norman and I are eating on their plate, whether they're going to eat it or not. And they leave it there. And Jack pretty much eats everything now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jack's more adventurous than I am. He'll eat oysters. And,
right.
Which I just don't care for, really.
I love oysters.
Yeah. I don't, I just.
But as an adult, not as a kid.
Yeah. Can't go there. But I think exposure is a big thing.
Yeah, I agree. And you can't give up after the first time.
No.
Or even the first 5 or 10 times, frankly.
Absolutely. It's just keep trying.
Yeah.
It really works.
So tell me about this recipe thing you did.
Oh, for Jamie Oliver? So I joined, I love that show. We talked about it before here, the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution. And anyway, so he has a Facebook page about it, and he's giving away one of his cookbooks if you post a recipe. So I posted my pad thai recipe.
Nice.
Yeah, I just thought it would be fun. I was like, And plus, it's a really good recipe. So I know there's a lot of, he has like 71,000 fans on that site. So I was all like, 71,000 people really do need to try my pad thai recipe because it's really good, even if it doesn't win.
Wow.
I just really like it.
Wow.
71,000.
No, he's got 231,000 fans.
Oh, well, he's gotten a lot more fans since a couple days ago.
Whoa. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, we have a page.
We have a page. PFD podcast.
Yeah. We're using all sorts of social media. I think it's fun, actually, doing all this stuff. He's got a nice little website, too. Jamie at home. Jamie at work.
He has some great recipes. I really I like his recipe. I like his whole approach to cooking because it's really, informal. Mm. You know, he's just kind of like, throw it all together. Like, just do it. It's great. You know, drizzle a little this over it. Drizzle a little that over it. You know, play with it. And I like his approach. I really like him.
I like his website where it has cheese recipes, chocolate recipe, very simple chicken recipes. Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. Looks pretty simple to follow, too. I always need more ideas. I don't like baking the same thing twice.
Yeah. And although I love cookbooks and I've collected cookbooks my whole life. I have literally hundreds of cookbooks. If anyone ever needs a cookbook, just come. I've probably got it. And I read them like novels. Mm. I mean, I read through every recipe. Really? I love reading recipes. I love a cookbook that has like a story with it or a novel that has recipes in it. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite novels. Wow.
Why did you start collecting them as a kid?
Well, my mom, wherever we traveled, my mother would always get a cookbook. Mm-hmm. That was kind of her thing. Mm. And just remember loving them. I think I started it because I would be bored on the ride home mm-hmm. and read the cookbook. Mm-hmm. And I remember like imagining like, oh, I would make that, you know, if I had a family or, you know, like I just remember like kind of fantasizing about these recipes and how I might use them one day. And I remember when I was little, my mother had like an extra, you know, those like recipe card books.
Yes.
Right. So you like, you know, they have little index cards and you slide them into little slots. I remember filling out like a whole book and I was like 10.
Right.
You know, for like.
You had a repertoire then. Yeah.
Totally. I like went through all her cookbooks and like picked out the ones that.
For my wedding, for my when I have my first kid, for when I graduate.
Totally. Yeah. I love a cookbook, but I rarely follow a recipe very closely.
Yeah, me either. I like to get the ideas, the general gist.
Yeah.
Give me like roundabout proportions and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. And usually in my house, especially, I don't have half the stuff that they're asking for the recipe. So I have to make it up.
Right.
And be like, I don't have butter. What do I use instead? You know, whatever the case may be. But I like that too. I love going online and being like, I don't have butter. What can I use instead? And there's a lot of good like substitute websites. So I learned a lot. That's the one thing I wish I would love to do if I had some time. I'd love to just not even like a cooking class. I just want to be in an intimate setting, mm-hmm. couple of people, and where someone kind of talks to me about how to make sauces and what's a reduction and you know how do you just certain things that like. I know, but I've never really, no one's ever taught me how to saute anything, you know, I just kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't know that I always do it right. Clearly I don't have a sponge, so I can't clean anything I cook, but
yeah, that's a whole other story.
But you know what I mean? Like I don't know how to make sauces really. I mm-hmm. would love to just sit around the table and kind of learn, but without, I mean, it could be hands-on too, but I would love to be able to have time to do some of that stuff. Cause I'm not too fancy with anything that I do know, it's just kind of pick it up and go.
Yeah, no, you definitely learn a lot in a formal setting. Like I went to cooking school, so I, you know, have a lot of that training. I guess maybe I should pass it on to you.
You would think.
If you supply the wine, I will come cook with you.
What's that?
But it's amazing what you learn, like how, you know, like before you make beef stew, stock, you really roast those bones and like no one would really know that unless you
I didn't even know that's where beef stock came from. What bones? Your bones? My bones? Whose bones? Where do you get the bones? Yeah, see, I wouldn't even know where to begin to get bones. Mm-hmm. Then what do
I get them
do
from
them?
Hemlock Hill Farms.
Oh, there you go.
I love my farm. Buy all our meat from.
What's that show of that guy? I think he's on the Food Network, but I think I've seen him on like PBS, and he's always in your face in the camera, and he's wearing glasses, and he's the like Keith knows what I'm talking about. Like there's this, we often find ourselves just kind of catching his show. You know who
Alton Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
He does like every show has like a subject, and he like really gets in depth of like. You know, like turkey roasting and like why you do this and why you don't do that. And
There's something about the way he does the show that always
That's a great show.
Draws me in and I'm always like fascinated, like, oh, I want to try that. And then I forget. But but you know what I actually use? Because I was obsessed. I don't have a lot. I have some cookbooks, but I was obsessed with the card thing too. And mm-hmm. I think my engagement party people wrote recipes, which I thought was really sweet.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Yeah, it was really great because I have like this whole collection of recipes and it's everything from breakfast to dinner and everything in between. And I just thought it was great. But after a while, I kind of like would lose them or get them dirty or whatever. And Keith found a great recipe program that I use, the Recipe Manager on my Mac. I don't think you can use it on PCs, twos, whatever, but you, it comes pre-loaded with recipes, so I like pretty much cleaned it out. And I took, and it's taken me a while, and I still have a lot more to go, but anytime I find anything, whether it's like my mother's favorite dish or something I learned from you, or whatever the case may be, or I go to a restaurant and I really want to replicate that meal, I write it in my little, it's on my computer now. So I have this whole, and you can sort it by category, type, origin. I'm looking at it now. Source.
Really? So you can, you just put in the recipe and then you can pull it up based on, because you know what I have a problem with? I get, oh, you're showing it to me. Oh, neat.
Yes.
Because I get, oh, it looks really simple.
You have photos, you have instructions, background, serving time. I mean,
because you know what?
All this stuff.
I run into problems with, I get a lot of like cooking magazines.
Yes.
And I save them all. I don't, you know, I have them all. And I read them every month. And there are so many things in each one that I'm like, oh my God, I have to try that. Oh, that looks so good.
Yep.
And then that goes on the coffee table. Mm-hmm. And then there's 10 on the coffee table. So then I put them on the shelf.
Yes.
And I forget all those amazing things. Yep. I never look through the magazine again. Even if I remember a recipe, there's no way I can figure out which one it was in. So I don't really pull out the recipes and keep them in anything, because then I just have folders that I can't understand.
Yeah, I was doing that for a while. Well, that's where this comes in.
Yeah.
Because I usually, now that I have this, I bring it in here and I do rip it out or dog tag it and then, or whatever, dog ear it, whatever.
Dog ear. Yeah, I always call it dog ear. Yeah.
And then I try to write it in here.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Because.
Yeah. Yeah, it's helpful. I mean, I don't use it as much as I would like, because I have this whole thing that it's in my office. It's not in my kitchen.
Yeah.
So I need
you have a really good setup here, though, because your office, we do this in Julie's office in her house, and it's really inviting, your office. And it's like in the middle of your house, so you're kind of, even if you were in here on your computer, you're still sort of part of everything. My computer, I have like a little office room off my bedroom, but I'm really shut away when I'm in there. Like I'm definitely removed from the whole house. So I don't really.
You don't hear the oven or the kids.
I don't hear anything, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just don't get up there very often. So this is a better setup for you to really be able to spend time on doing stuff.
Yeah. And it is, it's quick and easy to come in here and just check whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Twitter, read a little fan fiction, and then do some recipes.
I have to get back onto some sort of meal planning, though, because I've been kind of winging it the last couple weeks because we've been so busy. And I realize we've not been having too many planned meals. We've not been eating so well.
No. And we do get stuck in a rut, too, where we have the planned general idea, pasta night, sandwich night, breakfast night, but I get tired of that too, and I'm like, oh, I have to come up with something else, and then you're like, it's just easy to make the same thing, and I don't usually make, because I'm not home lately, but you know what it is, though, I don't know about you, but I get excited for the different seasons, because you kind of switch modes, and like, okay, fall, certain types of food, winter,
soups,
same thing,
and stews,
you want comfort food, and party
food, summer, you're going to grill veggies,
spring, like this transition into spring, and maybe because it came a little earlier, I still feel very behind, but I haven't really quite got involved in I'm going to start making everything.
Yeah.
Like I'm not there yet.
Well, it's almost rhubarb season now, so then I can make strawberry rhubarb pie. Oh.
You do it so good.
What does it taste like?
I don't even know. I'm sure I've had rhubarb, but.
Oh, a strawberry rhubarb pie is some good stuff. I'll make one. Bring it over.
Cool.
Oh, so good. I'll post the picture.
Yeah, and the recipe, please. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So, that concludes our fifth episode.
Yeah, I'm excited to get home to see what's happened.
To be continued.
Kitchen. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, definitely check us out at pfdpodcast.com. Post your comments.
Leave a review for us on iTunes.
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. You can become a fan at PFD Podcast. We also have a Twitter feed. So it's all just integrated. Check out the site and stay tuned. We'll have another episode up soon.
See you later.